Hello, hello. This is the Risk It with Christy podcast. This is Christy. Welcome to episode 2, guys. I'm going to put like a little clapping noise after this if I ever learn how to properly edit these things. But welcome to episode 2. So in this episode, I really want to kind of get into the nitty-gritty. I feel like episode 1 was my trailer. It was my why. It was my ground zero in the sense of, you know, I always want to go back to that and listen to how grateful I was in that moment to just get this as a gift, to get Risk It as a gift, to learn that that is my name and it is what I'm here to do. And just this, again, huge culmination of lessons built into this beautiful package of just everything that I've been asking for. And so, and like having the actual confidence and just audacity to share it with you guys, because that's huge too, right? So I always want to go back to that when I am stubborn and, you know, this thing is just so big and it seems like a monster and I need to go back and remember my why and remember that one day when my girls think mommy is cool again, they will come back and actually listen to this. And hopefully they just get so much for it on their journey that, you know, like I've gotten from it. And in this short time of having it. So I want to go back and remember that and remember why I'm doing this. It is for me. It is my time of play. It is my love language to myself. It is hopefully the culmination of a huge and amazing journey. And I know that we all are, you know, living parallel lives. And so there's some of you out there that are going to resonate with what I say and are really going to rock with me. And, you know, just the conversations that I'm going to have on here. I'm so freaking excited, guys. So again, episode 1 was more about, you know, laying down the groundwork, something I always want to go back to, my intention, setting out my intention for this. And throughout the podcast, you'll hear more of my personality, like right now. You'll hear me again, very pensive, and all the different shades and personalities of Christy. And we will learn me together, and we will learn others together, and their journeys, and their risks, and just how important it is to stop taking life so fucking seriously. I mean, this world has been created with such hard, rigid lines, and you don't have to follow them. Risk doesn't have to be this huge, you know, wild thing that it makes it out to be. And yes, it's such a sexy word, risk it, risk, risk, you know, it's tantalizing, but it could be as simple and as easy as like not going with the status quo because it's the status quo, you know, taking time to learn yourself and bet on yourself and play and dip into different personas and experience all the different things life has to offer. So that is what this journey is about. Very excited for you guys to still be listening. Big thank you to those who are. I mean, I was thinking about this while I was driving. Y'all really rock with me if you're listening to this because, yeah, you're just amazing. Like I put this out there. I put it out with intention and a little bit of audacity. And I'm, you know, there's still so much more to go, but if you're listening to this, like I have people that I love and that I've supported and that, you know, whatever, and they haven't done anything in return to kind of like celebrate this for me. And not that other people need to celebrate it for me, but just to get your support, to know that you're listening to me, to know that those who have followed my Instagram, those who repost, like you are so special. And you are the people we need more of. And I'm so grateful that you are in my tribe. So I don't mean this to be like plug or anything, but I really want to know who you are. I want to know who are the people listening to episode fucking two. And I want to remember that. And again, this may go far. This may not go far. This may just be me rambling into the ether forever and happy to do so. But I want to always remember who were my episode two people. Like, who were those? So like, comment, send me a text message, send me a screenshot and be like, stop fucking rambling, something. But let me know who you are. So getting into an actual topic for this episode and trying to keep my opening rambles less than 5 minutes, I want to talk about exactly that. What is the risk in Risk It? What was that risk for me? What is that risk for me? And that word encompasses so many micro fears, just insecurities. I mean, the risk is never, you know, this, I'm not jumping over, you know, a bull or whatever, not a bull, but like, you know, I'm not jumping out of a plane here. There's no physical risk to me. However, to me, this is so risky. Putting myself out there is so risky. Showing vulnerability is so risky. Trying to deliver a quality product and still not think more about you than me and keep it authentic is so risky to me. Being uncomfortable is risky to a lot of people. So the risk, you know, is going to be in every episode. The risk is just an ever evolving, ever changing deep dive into what motivates, what inspires, what encourages, you know, and it's not just me. I want to know about all of you. What have your risks been? Tell me your story so that it can motivate me to continue to live in my alignment. And from that, we create this like beautiful community of risk takers who fucking love life. But bringing it back to the point of this episode is very much tailored to what is my current risk? What is it that I'm currently dealing with? And how did Risk It come to fruition? How was it born? So in order to do that, I definitely have to give you guys a little bit of a life update and where I'm at. And as you know, I have been in a specific industry for the past about 10 years. And a lot of that was dealing with my own personal journey. It's been a lot. And then also just sitting on the other side of the table from just so many different people. And the conversations are always about life. They're always about goals, about what, you know, we're talking about money, but with financial planning, you're really talking about life. You're talking about what do you want this money to do for you? What do you want out of all of this? All of this stuff that you've been troubling and toiling and working so hard and like, what do you want? What do you want this to do for you? And I love those conversations. And within my own journey, just being so inspired by the people who were actually able to find a way to create that abundance for themselves. And again, the numbers never mattered. It never mattered how the figures that were on the screen. It just mattered like, it, what ended up mattering was fulfillment and people's time and people's health and, you know, intention. Because at the end of the day, after so many sit downs and after so many situations and after so many different kinds of people, you realize that like, how do we get that and the other stuff? You know, how do we marry both of them? And a lot of the times, it was the risk takers. It was the ones that were like, you know, I decided to do this and I decided to do that. And they started their own businesses or they left relationships or whatever the case may be. They took big risks in order to get both fulfillment and abundance. And again, the abundance, the number doesn't ever really matter. It's within yourself. And so marrying all of that together, it has been very profound on me. And I've always been a business girly. I've always launched a million projects. I've always wanted to create something in this world that was like my value to you guys. And I've always had a difficult time doing that. So, culmination of all of these things, I haven't really been able to be 100% authentic myself in my prior roles because I was always giving what I thought was needed for me to give. Appearances and, expertise. And when people are looking to you for such important information, you don't ever want to give them a reason to not trust you or to not see you as the expert, as someone who they can count on. And that turned into this whole just monster of not remembering who I was. Becoming a wife, becoming a mom, becoming a professional, and having to feel like I always had to be perfect and give appearances in every one of those realms. I could not be a disorderly wife. I could not be, I was already a young mom, so I couldn't have tattoos all over myself, which now I fucking do. I'm gonna die like Travis Barker. Just this culmination of like trying so hard to live for everyone else, I lost myself. And digging myself out of that hole has been such a journey. And I feel like the risk is finally allowing myself to bet on myself and to trust myself and to give myself time to learn what I actually want and being okay with this, if this world that I've created is not in alignment with that. The fear of vulnerability, the fear of losing everything that I have worked so hard for, the fear of being seen. Like, there is so much the fear of failure. What if people don't like me? What if people don't like my product? What if people just what if, what if, what if, what if? And it's never what if in the good way, right? Like, it's never, but what if it's true? But what if it's that? Until one day it is. Until one day you just allow yourself to say, fuck it. Fuck it. I am going to take this risk. I am going to do this one thing that I have always been wanting to do. And that does not mean that we're not taking calculated risks, guys. We are not just going crazy and, and maybe sometimes we are. Again, that's where, instinct comes in, gut comes in, God comes in, spirit comes in. Signs from the universe come in and those are things too. Those are real too, and those need to be acknowledged. However, I think most of the time to get what we want, it's small changes in habits. It's small changes in perspective. It's being able to surrender and release and realize, your capabilities and trust yourself. And I think that most of the risk in most of the things that we want to do are not as, big as we make them out to be. It's not Goliath, it is small, and we are able to conquer it, and we were born with everything we need to get what we want. And this is my realization of this risk for me. And so just starting in new beginnings, starting this podcast, which I've always wanted to do, starting sharing my journey with you and doing coaching with you guys, that has been, again, just the gift, the cherry on top of this 10-year, probably longer journey, of me allowing myself to live for me and be 100% authentic. And so, you know, we take these big risks, and what is it for? You know, what is the risk for? And it is for that alignment. It is for that vision. It is for doing what you truly want and realizing that we don't have to take life so fucking seriously. You know, as long as we can learn how to add value in people's life, show up consistently, be motivated by what motivates us, and learn ourselves and create this pattern of trust and a huge badass community that rides for each other, I think that is the reward. I think that is living in alignment. And of course, you know, the struggles come again. And as you grow, there are bigger challenges and there is more friction and there are more risks. And being comfortable with that feeling and being around people who encourage you through those feelings and don't limit you and don't put you in boxes and celebrate every fucking try and every fucking failure and every fucking win. And realizing that every single time you decide to take the risk, you come out with something. That me showing up vulnerable has shown me that it wasn't scary to show up vulnerable. Every single time I show up to risk it with Christy, every single time I have showed up for myself, I have learned that it wasn't that scary. And so you go growing, and this life of alignment just opens up for you. And in contradiction, if you decide not to take that risk, if you decide not to listen to your intuition, if you decide not to act on what moves you and what inspires you and what motivates you, if you decide to stay in your comfort zone because it is too uncomfortable to take that risk, you will miss opportunities. You will have regrets. You will live a life of unfilled, untapped potential. And that is the worst world to live in. To live in this dark place that imagination and creation have just been silenced. That you don't even remember the sound of your Geppetto's voice, that you have forgotten that you have the freedom to do whatever you want. Taking that risk then seems so much scarier, and the risk can be not even as bad, but it's just, again, this dark world that we put ourselves in. And so I don't want to live in that world anymore. I don't want the mindset of that world anymore. I want to remember that this world is amazing and beautiful, and it is 100% okay to risk it all when betting on yourself and betting on your journey. I hope that this episode has not been too tangenty or too everywhere. I try to give myself patience. I mean, I listen to podcasts of all kind, and some of them, you know, they have ADHD to the freaking max, and I love it. So maybe my people will find me, and those who enjoy it will enjoy it. But again, this is me taking the risk, putting myself out there, having people come and join me on my journey, reflecting on our risks, encouraging risks, creating opportunities, loving ourselves, betting ourselves, and helping each other live a life of full alignment. I love you. Let's risk it all, baby.